This is Dakota Day Book for August 27th. It was during harvest in 1913 that Fingal Anger was caught in a downpour. He wouldn't go inside until all the wagons were in and every horse was tended, and he ended up with pneumonia. It was a hard thing for Anger to be slowed by illness. The 6'4" farmer was legendary for his size and strength. Anger was born in Norway in 1846. Early in 1872, he left Fargo to find land in the Goose River area. By the time they chose homestead sites, they were out of food and were lucky to share fox stew with a local hermit. The men took turns helping each other build log houses, with Enger's being the first settler's house in Steele County. They used no nails. Instead, they used wooden pegs and had roofs of bark covered with sod. To make money for farm equipment and to buy more land, Enger took work in Fargo, cutting firewood and loading river steamers. Within 3 years, Fingal found the right girl, Gertrude Nyhus, but the two had to wait for a minister to pass through town. When the opportunity finally came, the couple almost missed it because a cow got out and Fingal had to find her and repair the fence. The church service was nearly over by the time Fingal and Gertrude had walked the 5 miles to church. Education was important to the Angers. They had 9 children, 8 boys and 1 girl. When a college-educated man filed a claim nearby, Inger talked him into teaching school in Inger's home and then got the neighbors together and built the young teacher a house. Inger also helped start Oak Grove Seminary in Fargo, helped establish Augsburg College in Minneapolis, and was on the executive board for Deaconess Hospital in Grand Forks. He helped many people with loans and gifts and was twice elected to the state senate and invested in grain elevators. By the time Inger lay dying of pneumonia, he was the largest single landowner in North Dakota, with 73 quarters. He called for his attorney and representatives of the schools and hospitals he had helped, and they arrived on this date in 1913. Fingal asked them to put in writing how many thousands of dollars he had promised them so he could sign. But Fingal died a few minutes later. The Steele County Historical Society gathered the remains of Inger's log house and rebuilt it next to the County Museum in Hope. Definitely worth a visit. Today's Dakota Date Book, written by Mary Helm. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Date Book is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.